We left off yesterday with three questions and beginning to put them together. The first question was the case of the missing mitzvah. In the Braisa of Mai Chanukah, the quote from the Megillah of Tanis, not only does the story focus on the storytelling part of the Braisa, focus almost exclusively on the Neis Hashemen and Neis Muhammad, just the background, but then in the halachic part of the Braisa, at the end, where it talks about the mitzvahs, ironically, it flips and leaves out Ner Chanukah entirely. L'shana acheres kavam v'asom yom tovim b'hal v'hoda. Halo, alanisim, where is Ner Chanukah? You have asked me what are the mitzvahs of, what are the dinim of Chanukah, we probably would have said, oh yeah, the dinim of Chanukah, you have to say a halal and say alanisim. If we were thinking thoroughly, we would come up with that as well, but certainly we would think of Ner Chanukah as the predominant din. That's problem number one. Problem number two, we looked at the She'iltos, quoted by the Rush, very striking She'iltos. She'iltos says that the Shemen Shebener, the Moser Shemen Shebener, the leftover oil that had been put into the Chanukah was never ended up burning up, so up until the end of Chanukah, you can always reuse it for the next night. When Chanukah is over, Osa Medur B'fnei Asbo, you can't reuse the light bulbs. You can't just take the Ner, Moser Shemen Shebener, and use it the next night, the ninth night, so to speak, for regular dining room lighting. No, it has to be incinerated, destroyed. It cannot be used for personal purposes. How are you talking? Why is there more Chama than an Esrik? Than a Sukkah? Huxla Mitzvaso over the course of Sukkahs, yes. When Zman HaMitzvah is over, it's Tashmishay Mitzvah, not Tashmishay Kedusha. The Gemara in the beginning of the fourth Pesach of Megillah. And Nizrakin, or that can be used for, not with Bizayon, but it can be used for respectable secular purposes. I could eat the Esrog. It doesn't have to be a Shabbos Suda. I could just eat the Esrog for lunch on Tuesday. So why can't I use the, I'm going to eat Esrog jelly at supper on a regular Tuesday, but I cannot illuminate that Tuesday night supper with a Moser Shem and Shebaner. Why? Problem number three was what the Baal Hamor pointed out, Baal the Rif, Daf Tesam Ralph, the Dapi Rif, beginning of the Chanukah Sugis, Baal pointed out there seems to be an inconsistency between the discussion of Chaf Alf and the discussion of Chaf Beis about using the Or HaNer. But the Asla Haaretz says, Mo'az Or HaNer, Asla Hashtamash La'ora, it sounds like that's across the board. If you could tuck that away until afterwards, that'd be lovely. Thank you very much. So again, the third issue was what the Baal Hamor raised. How do you deal with the two, what seem like two independent sugyas of using the Ner Chanukah? They're one is an amud after the other one, but they seem like they're not talking to each other. So the way the Baal Hamor put them together is that the second discussion on Chavei Zaman Aleph, Asla Hartzos, Mos, Laura, and they're counting money. Baal Hamor just said counting money, not counting stock of money, just counting money. Nothing wrong with that. It's good to know what you've got in your account, to check your accounts. But that is a Dvar Rishos, not a Dvar Mitzvah. And that's why that sugyan Chavei Zaman Aleph explains the Asla Artsus Mosa Arner because of a concern of Bizoy Mitzvah. It's the equivalent of doing Kisya Adam with your foot rather than with your hand. It's a disrespectful way of treating the mitzvah. You can use the Or HaNer, the light of the mitzvah candles, of the Ner Chanukah, for secular purpose. That's degrading, demeaning to the mitzvah. But, sorry? No, this is B'shas Mitzvah. This is while still b'shas hamitzvah. He says, but right. So again, remember, the achas mitzvah this may be different. But while it's still b'shas mitzvah, the ner is lighting. The ner is still lit. Matter the riff writes in Daf Tes that once, even while the ner is lit, once the zman hamitzvah passes, maybe then you're more free in terms of how you use it. Be that as it may, the Baal Mor says Chav Beis is talking about using it for Dvar Rishus. Using Dvar Rishus, that's how he understands the Hartzos most, that Aser, regardless of whether you hold Mutter L'shtamish L'ora or Aser L'shtamish L'ora in Daf Chafal. And that's because of Bizer Mitzvah. Baal Mor suggests the debate among the Talmidei Rav on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, about Aser L'shtamish L'ora and Mutter L'shtamish L'ora, that was, are you allowed to use it at all? And he points out, if you work through the context on Daf Chafal, we're talking about sounds like a Shabbos Suda. Like we're including cases of a Shabbos Suda. To eat a Shabbos Suda L'ar Haner, to learn Torah L'ar Haner, Baal Mor argues, that does not run afoul of Daf Chav Beis. That's not a Bizayin HaMitzvah, which again is an assumption he's making, but we understand where he's coming from. That to use the Ar HaNer for a different mitzvah, that doesn't degrade that doesn't demean the Ner Chanukah. You could have argued each mitzvah operates independently, but that's a Baal Mor's approach. He says that's not Bizayin mitzvah, and that's why Yesh Omrim Mutter. That's why it's different language. Chav Beis is talking about, can you count money l'Ar Ner? Also, the heart is most Ar Ner. Chav Aleph is talking about using it at all. Also, the Ishtamei Shor means you cannot use the light whatsoever, even for a Dvar Mitzvah. And that's the debate in Daf Chaf Aleph. Then the Baal Mor says, then you have to explain why. Why would you say Also, the Ishtamei Shor? If we're going beyond what Bizui Mitzvah would forbid, what other reason is there to forbid use of the light of the Ner Chanukah? You're not putting it out. You're not using it up. So what's wrong? It's not a Bizayin mitzvah. On the assumption that to use it for a divrei mitzvah is not a Bizayin to the mitzvah of Chanukah, so what could be wrong? That's what he said. The Baal Mor develops this idea. He says, no. It's a zecher to the Ner Chanukah. It's a zecher to the, excuse me, Ner Chanukah is a zecher l'miktosh. It's zecher l'neiros u'l'shemen shel heichal. It's a zecher to the neiros, to the menorah, to zecher, to the oil they used in the heichal. That was Aser Bahana. You're not allowed to climb aboard a car, an animal that set aside as a carbon, and ride it to shul. I'm going to do a dvar mitzvah. That's very nice. And you can't, but once something is hektish, it's Aser Bahana. It's not just a tashmish mitzvah. This is, we're dealing with kedusha. So we understand well why Baal Mor says, he who says Asa L'shtamish L'ora holds that Asa L'shtamish L'ora is a reflection of the Neiros Chanukah in their role as a zecher to the Neiros Shebamikdash. That's an interesting idea. Right? That could also explain, so I have to point out in the Shir, that could explain the Shiltas. Because once a Zecher L'Shemen, the Zecher L'Shemen, that had permanent Kedusha. That's hektish. Again, without getting into the sugyas of Nasas Mitzvaso, Mi'ila L'Achash Nasas Mitzvaso, but certainly in concept, this array is not merely Tashmishay Mitzvah. Midraban, we treat this as like a Divrei Kedusha. We treat this as Me'en of the oil, not the Ramachdashet, to use the Menorah Shem Mitzvah, otherwise obviously it's also to use for your Chanukah. We treat it as give it similar status, midrabanan, to the shemen shebimenorah shebimikdash. Wow. So that's why the Shiltas argues, zeichel lekach, we're not treating mamash the same, but that's why you can't use it for your own mundane personal purposes when Chanukah is over. You have to dispose of it without using it for your own benefit. Most of shemen shebimenorah, after the last night, you have to make medur b'fnias, you have to figure out to incinerate it, otherwise dispose of it without using it. Now the truth is, this idea that Baal Mor is pioneering is rooted in the beginning of the last, take a question a moment, rooted in the beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos talk about shofar on Shabbos, and it gets the Gemara into discussion of Zecher Lemikdash. Of Zecher Lemikdash. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a Nasi of the Sanhedrin, the leader of Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs before, during, and after the Churban Bayis Sheni, he was misaken 9 takanas, the bulk of which, I believe, were meant to help Klal Yisrael figure out how to keep mitzvahs in the aftermath of the Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara says that one of the ideas that drove several of his takanos is a pasuk, I believe, in Yirmiyahu. Tzion hi doresh ein lo. There she is, Tzion, she has no doresh. No one is being doresh Tzion. Gemara says, Mechlal de bayadrisha. The implication of the pasuk is we ought to be doresh Tzion. That's a value. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has to be in the forefront. We have to care about Mikdash. We have to care about the loss of Mikdash. We have to seek to recreate Mikdash. To have that desire, that tzipia for Mikdash. And the Gemara understands not only that we should feel we wish we had a Beis HaMikdash and talk about wish we had a Beis HaMikdash and daven a Semach David Avdecha to be Mitzapel Yeshua. That's all very important. And also, practically, physically, b'ma'aseh, to make different zecharim la'mikdash. That's the different parts of our Shmiras HaMitzvahs involve recreating certain aspects of what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not a sad thing. This is not Zeichel HaChurban. This is Zeichel HaMikdash. We're supposed to recreate different aspects of Beis HaMikdash. So one of the most famous is Takanos V'Yochem and Zakkai, that on Sukkos, that Lulav Kol Shiv, right? Minatora Lulav is really a mitzvah outside Beis HaMikdash. Minatora Lulav is a one-day mitzvah. L'kach Tuchem Yom HaRishon, you only shake Lulav all over the world, Minatora, on Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed, Lulav Minatora only applies in the Beis HaMikdash. V'smachto l'fnei Hashem l'kechem Shiva Atelim. And that's the way it was until the Churban Bayis Sheni. You were not in the Beis HaMikdash Chol HaMoed, you didn't shake Lulav. He said, hello, you didn't shake Lulav. Lulav was only first day. Chutzar is the first 2 days. L'achah Churban Abayis, V'yachum Adakei said, let's make a Zeichel HaMikdash. A Midra Abana, we're going to institute everyone should shake Lulav throughout Chol HaMoed as a zeicha to recreate what was done in the Beis HaMikdash in the days that we had a Beis HaMikdash. The Zohar seems to indicate that every single Shabbos we make a zeicha to the original Shabbos bread. We think of Shabbos bread, we think of Chalas. The original Shabbos bread, Min HaTorah, is okay, good, 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 the Mon, good, okay, very good, the Mon. So we made the second original, the Mon was a Hara Ashah. What was the Din L'Doros Min HaTorah of bread on Shabbos? Lechapanim, right? Lechapanim goes on, is baked on Friday, goes on Shabbos. You take off last week's, and you eat it on Shabbos. You put it on Shabbos, you take it off on Shabbos, you eat it on Shabbos. Go on, we eat it. How many lechapanim were there? 12. Like 2 stacks of 6. There's a Zohar. Zohar says that you have 12 chalas, zecher to the 12 loaves of lechapanim on Shabbos. Of course, the problem is we don't have 12 chalas. So sometimes you go to Rebbe Tish, I mean, when you go to join the Rebbe for his Friday night Suda, you'll see, that's what Rebbe Tish, that's what a Tish is supposed to be. So you'll see some of them will have 2 big chalas, but then more bilkalach, more rolls around it for a total of 12. Rebbe Shechter is finally pointing out that the Vilna Gaon, who is also a great Kabbalist and expert in Zohar, see, he held that was a mistake based on a toe sofa. I believe the Gaon argued that it's not Yud Beis Chalos. There must have been a Rosh Teva Yud Beis Ches, which had been misopened, misinterpreted Yud Beis Chalos. It's really, the Gaon argued, Yud Beis Chatzoim, 12 halves. If you follow the approach of many Balaitosis, you have Lechem Mishnah Shal Shudas as well, and you follow the approach, I believe, of the Rashba, that you coat both chalas when you're botseyad every meal. Rashba argues, based on Gemara in the Brachas, I believe, Vatsa Kula Sherusa, that mitzad hadin, halachically speaking, that I believe the Rashba holds, you need to cut both chalas in order for it to be lecha mishnah. The key of lecha mishnah, Rashba argues, not just holding them when you say the bracha, but actually cutting them after the bracha.
12.
So, exactly. So the Gaon says, but alpinister, you also, if you have two loaves, and every time you cut both, so you end up with four half loaves per meal for a total of 12 chatzoim. And that's supposed to be zecher lemikdash. The Rabbi Ganak once suggested that the fact that with the minig that the Rishon Baalei Tosfos talk about, that after we kasher a kli, you stick into boiling hot water, they remove all the blias, all the trefa flavors or milchik flavor, whatever it is, chametz comes out. You take it out because the rule is kabolo kafpolto. The way it goes in is the way it comes out. So if the flavors went in through hot water, wet heat, you had a pot of chicken soup and then you accidentally used the trefa chicken. So the pot was bolea. The pot absorbed the trefa flavor through wet heat, through cooking with liquid. You have to stick the pot into a larger cauldron of boiling hot water, and that will remove the flavor the same way it went in. Okay. And there's a lot more to say about that. But then the idea that the Baalei talked about, afterwards you rinse it in cold water. And they struggled to figure out what's the rinse in cold water supposed to do. Different suggestions. So Rabbi Ganak once suggested in Yerodeish here that maybe it's a Zecher L'Mikdash. Because in Parshas Tzad, Parshas Matos talks about kashering from treif to kasher, as you so talk about using hot water. In Parshas Tzav, there's a din of if you cook karbanos in a pot, so they absorb the kosher taste of the karbanos, but karbanos expire. They become noser. No carbon is kosher forever. So Rachlok is shown in Rabbi whether you do this kashering before or after it becomes noser, but there's a special din in Parshas Tzav of kashering the pot that you cook the carbon chattis in. And the Torah there says you have to do morak v'shutaf b'moin. You do marika, which is boiling hot water, followed by shtifa, a rinse in cold water. Why? Because that's the mitzvah. This kashering actually has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not merely matir, the pot to be used. Again, that's a part of the mitzvah of karbanos. Marika or shtifa in the Azara. Part of the mitzvah is not just kasher, but kasher in the Beis HaMikdash. And part of the mitzvah is not just kasher in hot water, but rinse afterwards in cold water. Now, Ganak suggested maybe every time we kasher a pot, and make a Zecher L'Mikdash by dipping in cold water after putting hot water. It's an amazing thing. I said something like before Pesach, everyone's so like, people get very overwhelmed sometimes with the nitty gritty details of executing, getting the house ready for Pesach. It's a remarkable thing. In the midst of all that, you're like, you know, and then the hot water is splashing it. In the midst of all that, you channel the Beis HaMikdash for a moment. Like a remarkable type of a Zecher L'Mikdash. So the Baal, so we spoke Zecher L'Mikdash by Lulav, Zecher L'Mikdash by Chalalach, Mapadim, Zecher L'Mikdash passed by Kashim, Rik, Shtifa, and Baal Morris appears to be saying Zecher L'Mikdash, and Ner Chanukah is a Zecher L'Mikdash to the menorah. They have a Zecher L'Mikdash to Lulav, a Zecher L'Mikdash to Lachapanim, a Zecher L'Mikdash to Rik, Shtifa, and a Zecher L'Mikdash to Lachas HaMenorah. We don't do Hadlakas Menorah every single night, the way they did in Beis HaMikdash, but 8 days a year, we make a Zecher to Hadlakas Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And now, maybe, you're ready to go back to the first Kasha, that the Re'im, the Bam the Smag, had raised, that the Rejolti had quoted from the Re'im. What's Pshat in our Gemara? What happened to Ner? Why is Ner Chanukah not mentioned? In the midst of the Chanukah Sugis, we quote a Braisa, my Chanukah, and the bracelet doesn't mention anything on Ner Chanukah. Halal Alanisim. What's Takip Shat? Any suggestions? And what did Rashi say, by the way? The first Rashi, my Chanukah, the Gemara, Rashi said, Al Eza Nes Kiva Uha. Based on what is with a Korea? I want you to think about, we just spoke about the idea of Zecher L'Mikdash, and I want you to remember yesterday we spoke about what sort of text this is. This Brisa of Ma'ariv Chanukah is from what, is an excerpt from which Sefer? Megillas Tainus.
Well, because this, we're talking about something like unique and special. If this is just Zecher L'Mikdash, it's not like it's like something which is like extraordinary, it's a Zecher.
Okay. But let's take it even further. When was Megillas Tainus written? When was Megillas Tainus written?
During the second
Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches has a discussion about when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, should we keep all those Yamim Tovim? And the Gemara says, comes to the conclusion, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim, Batla Megillas Tainus. All of the other Yamim Tovim are no longer in effect because with the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, their impact was gone, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. The whole Megillas Tainus was written during the Bayis Sheni, was only relevant primarily during the Bayis Sheni. So if Megillas Tainus is written during the Bayis Sheni, Zerv Zhulti makes a remarkable suggestion. He says, if you play out the logical historical implications of the Baal HaMor, it means that Ner Chanukah was not part of the original Takana of Chanukah. And for the first 200 or so years, whatever it was, from the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim over the Yevanim until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and it's during the second Commonwealth, because the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Jews were not sovereign, they were living in Eretz Yisrael with, at first with some political freedom, with religious freedom, but they only became sovereign at the time of the Nes of Chanukah, right? So sovereign, the first Commonwealth essentially ends with the death of Yoshiyahu, and the installment of his children and grandchildren as puppet kings by different regional superpowers. And the second Commonwealth begins with the Nes of Chanukah. Over the course of the second Commonwealth, the Rishalti suggests, there was no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The same way they weren't shaking lulav in Beit Sha'an on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, because they had the real deal in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no zecher lemikdash of Hadlakas HaMenorah in your house. There was the real deal in the Beis HaMikdash. The original, that's what they, and you think about it, the Megillas Tainus is talking about Lushana Acheres. Where the original Takana of Chanukah was Hallel Vehoda. Remarkable thing. The result he suggests, sounds like for the first, whatever, 150, 200 years, Chanukah was a verbal yomtiv. You said Hallel, you said Hallel Nisim, that's it. Now Chanukah comes later. La'achar Churm Rabayis, they're Mesakin, and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash. That's the historical implication of the approach of the Baal HaMor. And there are other Nafkaminas Zecher LeMikdash too. There are several other Nafkaminas. The Beis Shmuel, the Shalos and Shuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkis, suggests that you cannot use, the reason why he argues that you can use that you need a wick. You must have a wick and you must have fuel. You got to have shemen upsila for Ner Chanukah, even though we assume, like Chaim Weiser pointed out, that you can use a electric bulb, a filament bulb anyhow, for Havdalah, for Ner Shabbos, but Yitzchak Shmelkis argues, but for Ner Chanukah, you can use neither an electric bulb nor a Bunsen burner. Bunsen burner is shemen without psila, and incandescent bulb is psila without tangible shemen. So that's his understanding of Zeichel Mikdash. Avinezer says, and argues that you have to have a single kli that encompasses all of your neiros. You just can have separate neiros on a flat surface that are not not either connected or at least inside one tray. The Avinezer argued that's wrong because you lack the Zeichel HaMikdash. The menorah, the Torah stresses, Miksha Achas. Menorah was, in Beis HaMikdash, was a single unit. The Avinezer argues that you have to have one kli for all, if you light multiple nairs, you have one kli for all your nairs. Now, Shechter likes to point out that he, as a fellow in YU in the dorm, he was machmer for this, and the Rav, he could say what the Rav said about him, but I cannot. But the Rav thought that was absurd, that you need one kli. Okay, so either you do need one kli, you don't need one kli. But regardless, the concept is rooted in this idea of Zeichel HaMikdash. But again, in addition to the Baal HaMor, that you can't even use Zeichel HaMikdash, means you can't even use the Or HaNer for Tashmishei Mitzvah. And the She'iltos that it retains a certain Kedusha after after the Yom Tov is over. I believe there's a Rive in Hilchos Brachos that talks about the Nusach HaBracha of Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is modeled after the Nusach HaBracha in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have Yitzchak Shmelkis where they're requiring Psila and Shemin. We have the Avnezer by requiring a single Kli. In addition to all that, it does, L'chora, Zolti points out, explain when Ner Chanukah began. That the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not as old as Halal on Chanukah, or Al Hanisav on Chanukah, or Chanukah. That Ner Chanukah only, just like Lulav on Chol HaMoed all over the world, is not as old as Sukkos, or as Lulav on the first day all over the world. Because one is the original mitzvah, Daraisa, and the other one is Zeichel HaMikdash. Here too, one is the original mitzvah, Drabanan of Chanukah, the other one is Zeichel HaMikdash that came later. That is his remarkable, remarkable approach. Yeah, no. He's waiting very patiently. Good point, true. So you could say, no, they made their Hanukkah right away, and they modeled it after the menorah that had been lit. It could be. You run into two or three, it's plausible, but you do run into two or three problems. One is, one is that it is striking that there should be such a high degree of detail. And that's not only do we want to light Neris, we want to light Neris, and we're going to give them a certain Kedusha modeled after it. That's a, if it's only to remind us of the story, it seems it's purely for pure Samanes, then the saying that the oil has a Kedusha which retains after is seems a little bit surprising. more, the other issue is that if you don't take this approach, then this Gemara is incredibly difficult. There is another approach we'll talk about in a minute, but it won't fit with Rashi. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. If you take the approach of Zeichel HaMikdash, so then l'chor, the way to unpack it a little more is that, I think we've discussed in the past, we did discuss earlier this year, that Din and Rabbanan tend to be, Chazal are typically looking for a model to build on. And specifically, the Gemara talks in Megillah about when they want to Misakim Purim, it wasn't such a Pashita thing, maybe it's Baal Tosef to create a new mitzvah. It's not a gzeira to protect some Din Daraisa. They create a new mitzvah mid Rabbanan of whole cloth. The Gemara said they were, it seemed like they were searching for some sort of larger model to hang their hat on. It may well be, that's what's going on here. It would have been meaningful to have Ner Chanukah right away, but they didn't initially have almost the license to do it. So it could be that the Tam HaTakana might be primarily Pirsum HaNeis, but the Ofen HaTakana, sort of the structure for it, needed to be Zeichel HaMikdash. Once the Beis Mish was destroyed, so then you can have this two-for-one deal. We have the right to make Zeichel HaMikdash. That's already appears in Tanakh. Of the Drisha Sion, so we're gonna that'll be the Tzuras HaTakan, that'll give me the format, the structure for a Takan Drabon, which will also serve not only to be a sort of general Zeichel HaMikdash, but also Pirsum HaNeis. So it could be these two elements together. Question? Yeah.
So in times of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have
Lech HaMishnah
in their house?
Or at the very least, they didn't, according to the Vilna Gaon, they weren't cutting them in half. That it's only it's the Lech HaMishnah plus the Kayin half. The Lech HaMishnah may be a Zecher Taman, but perhaps, but the Kayin half is where you get the.
And also, what do we mention in the list of the Kalmikesh?
We would say a Korah. No, also. A Morer. Bechlal, Morer, we assume that Morer is Daraisa only together with Karim Pesach, Sheir, the Pisla. The Gemara even has some who say we reject this, but the Gemara has opinions even the matzah also is only minat Torah together with Karm Pesach. We assume that Be'erev Tochu Matzah is independent mitzvah of matzah in addition to matzah serving as an accompaniment to Karm Pesach. But we do pass in the maror is minat Torah only an accompaniment to Karm Pesach. The fact we have maror is a zecher to maror together with Karm Pesach. Right, afi koman, according to some Rishonim, is a zecher to Karm Pesach. Correct. Those are all, you're right, those are all aspects, expressions of the Zeichel HaMikdash. Absolutely. You probably could come up with more. Yeah, this is just a selection. Yeah.
How would it be possible for one not to take the approach that it's Zeichel HaMikdash? If it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, what is it?
Well, it's Pursuma Nisa. It's meant, in other words, Zeichel HaMikdash means we're recreating the ongoing mitzvah of Lakas HaMenorah. As opposed to saying, it's just meant to remind us of that nes. And let me show you, let's close by looking at the other side of the coin, or the other approach to this. How else could you resolve this? And some of you, I think, may have been bothered. I keep saying it's a kasha according to Rashi. Might wonder, kasha according to, what's Rashi? What am I bringing in Rashi for? It's a kasha that Gemara quotes the Braisa. The Braisa is Shmer. The Braisa doesn't mention anything about Ner Chanukah. Why do I keep saying it's a kasha on Rashi? So the answer is, you have to look at the one Rishon we haven't looked at yet. There wasn't the Maror Makamos, and that is Maimonides. We were talking before about the Rav's approach to the first two halachas of Hilchos Chanukah. You see, Hilchos Chanukah begins with Paragimel, because the first two prakim are Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam seems to have had a rule for himself, probably rooted in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dap Tazvav, Yudalat Veis Tazvav Menalat, that he never made a section that was less than three prakim long. So whenever you have a topic that's less than three prakim long, he would put it merged with other things. I mentioned before about mezuzah. Mezuzah is only two prakim. Tefillin is four. Sefer Torah is four. But because mezuzah is only two, he combines them. Shofar, sukkah, lulav, some of those are three prakim, some of those are two prakim, so he combines them into one. Megillah and Chanukah are each two prakim. He combines them into one. They go together. They are the two yom tovim and drabanan. He puts them. They could have been each separate, but because each one is small, it puts them into one. So Hilchos Chanukah begins Paragimel. He tells the story of the Neis HaMelchama in Halacha Aleph. And then he tells the story of the Neis HaShem in Halacha Beis. And the Rama writes in the letter to Pinchas Adayan that as much as possible, he tries to just quote sources of Torah Shva Peh. So whenever you read a Rama, you always ask yourself, which he may quote with his own understanding. That's how he read that Gemara, that's how he read that Tosef, that's how he read the Sifra, but he's quoting sources. Let's read Halacha Beis. Halacha Aleph is the Neis HaMelchama. Halacha Beis is the Neis HaShem. And you'll tell me as we read, what is he quoting? Ukesha Gav Yisrael Ha'oyveim V'ibidum V'chamisha V'eshem B'chorish Kislevaya. And when they conquered, when they were victorious against the Oivim, against the enemies, it was the 25th of Kislev. Nichnasu leHeichal, they enter the Heichal. The only Shem and Torah they find in Mikdash is Pach Echad. Halo Hayabaladik al Yom Echad Bilvad. Sounds familiar? What's he quoted in an earlier source than Eros Halalu? The Brice of Mechanica, right? Temanaya, right? He talks about the Chafei Kislev, Kishagavru, they come in and they finally find the Pach Echad Shem. This man, he's quoting almost word for word the Brice of Maichan, the Brice of Megillah's times. He liked when Eres Hamarach Hashmon Yamim at Shekas Shuzesim Otziu Shemantar. It's not that they found other containers or farther away. Right? So they made fresh oil, but it took time to make the fresh oil. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Brice of Megillah's times. Where does the Brice of Megillah's times go after telling the story? L'shonach Eres, right? Kavol Masom Yom Tovim Baal Voda. So how does the Rambam continue? Halacha Gimel. Halacha Aleph was the Neis HaMelchama. Halacha Beis is the Neis HaShemen. Halacha Gimel is going to be the consequent Takana of Chanukah. So how does he express that? V'pnei zeh, hizkinu chacham sheba'osa hadar. That's L'shana Acheres. Chacham of that generation, we're misaking. Shemonos hayam ha'el shetchilasam in le'el chamisha ve'esrim b'kislev. The 8 days which begin with the 25th of Kislev, that's exactly the language of the Megillah's times at the beginning, right? Chafei b'Kislev t'manaya yoma inun. There you may simcha v'halel u'madliki b'maneiros be'erev al pischei habatim b'chol layla v'layla mishmonos halelos. L'haros u'lagalos hanes. The days of Simcha, and Hallel, and Hadlakas HaMenorah. Three dinim of Hanukkah. Now, up until now, he's been reading through the Brisa of my Hanukkah with us. What's missing from the Rambam's presentation that does appear in my Hanukkah? Hodah, right? Simcha appeared at the beginning. As Ram goes on to quote here afterwards, Yama Elu Nikra and Chanukah in Asurim Behesped V'tayin Skimei Apur. There's the Simcha from the beginning of the Brisa of my Hanukkah. And Hallel. Where's Hodah? And what does Rambam insert? Havlakas HaMenorah. And the Rambam is exquisitely clear that when did the din of Havlakas Neres Chanukah begin? Which year? Right after. Chachmei Ozadar, we're Masak in all three things. In other words, Lechora and Rav Sif Sechai and Rav Chaim Freeland develops more or less this idea in different places. I don't remember if he ever has this particular Nakuda. Rav Zsolti maybe does he? I don't think he says exactly this. No, he does. He does. Rav Zsolti points out Rambam left out Hodah, includes Ner Chanukah, and the answer is Rambam translated the word Hodah as Ner Chanukah. That's why it kept being a kasha on Rashi. The Brisa said Hodah. Rashi is the one who said Hodah means Al Anisim. The Rambam never mentions Al Anisim in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam, Rav Zsolti points out, he mentions Al Anisim in Hilchas Tefillah. It's a detail about how you davish for Esther and how it's a general rule that whenever you davish for Esther on a special day, you always have to mention whatever it is. That's not part of the takana of the Yontif of Chanukah. That's a rule in Hilchas Tefillah for the Rambam. The mitzvahs of Chanukah are Simcha, Hallel, and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So for the Rambam, it is. That's the other answer. Why is left out of the Brisa of my Chanukah? For Rashi, it's left out. We need to understand why. Rashi suggests because it's only with Niskan later. For the Rambam, the answer is it wasn't left out. It just appears there under a screen name, so to speak, an alias. Instead of referring to it as Ner Chanukah, it's referred to as Hoda'ah. That's a remarkable notion. And this plays out very consistently over the rest of Hilchas Chanukah. I mentioned there are two prakim in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. So Perek Gimel begins with the story of Chanukah and the basic takana. From Halacha Dalet and on, I'm sorry. Halacha Dalet gives you the brachos. From this point on, the bulk of our Perek Gimel is the halachas of Hallel. And as a matter of fact, it's not only Hallel in the sense of, Hallel in Chanukah, all of Hilchas Hallel for the Rambam appears in Hilchas Chanukah Perek Gimel. That's the address for Hilchas Hallel in Mishnah Torah. Perek Gimel is the Perek of Hallel. Perek Dalet is the Perek of Hadlakas near Chanukah. Why? That's the Rambam being very consistent. There are two major mitzvahs, Hallel v'Hodah. Hallel Ner Chanukah. Hallel is Perek Gimel, Ner Chanukah is Perek Dalet. And finally, you look at the very end, Halachi Perek Dalet, Halachi Beis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. V'tzar Ad Ma'od Hi Zaher Ba. You have to invest in that very beautiful, precious Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Why? Pirsim Hanes, Lahodia Hanes. And Pirsim Hanes should lead to Lahosef B'Shevach HaKel, your praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Niflaos. And he says, Hodaya Lo. Pirsa Meis is supposed to result in not only Shavach, but Hodah. Hodah? Yeah. Rama understood that all of Ner Chanukah ultimately is Hodah. That brings us back to what we discussed yesterday. The goal of recognizing Nisim Guluyim is to give Hodah for the Chasadim which are Nisim Nestar.